when it started out as review, I mean, there's the transition from music review to review, and the magazine before you took it over kind of almost faded into the background. Did you have kind of a checklist of things that you wanted to accomplish to get it back on track?
Sell more advertising.
Seems reasonable.
No, I think part of what, you know, when I got involved with it, part of what we saw when we looked at the magazine was there wasn't, like, quality journalism being done. It was, you know, they'd have, like, cover stories about, you know, a band like Wilco's coming to town, and there was no interview with Wilco. There was some writer's 800-word thoughts about what a great band they were.
Sure.
And so I think part of what we did with Review and with MIBiz, too, is just kind of retrain the focus on doing quality journalism. Because that's increasingly becoming in short supply around here in the market.
Rare. And, you know, and that's how you transition an audience to paid is because, you know, I think the trust factor is really big, whether it's Grand Rapids Family or Grand Rapids Magazine or Grand Rapids Business Journal or Review. You know, you want that product and you want to be able to have it and read it. And, you know, you were asking Brian the question earlier. It was interesting to me during the policy conference back in September, the policy forum here in Grand Rapids. Had so many of the business leaders saying, "Do not take it out of print. You know, you have to have print too," and you know, in agreement with what you're seeing and what you're hearing. But they wanted it because it is a niche publication, just like Grand Rapids Magazine. They want it on the coffee table.
Right.
You can't hold the magazine open on an iPad, so it has to be displayable because you're part of the community that gets it and values that kind of quality.
Sure.
And I think that's true with the Business Journal as well. The print's important to have on the coffee table. Or on the reception desk,
I think,
carry on to the plane when you get shut down.
Absolutely, and that's kind of what I, you know, I think you talked about the policy forum. There were an awful lot of people tweeting at the policy forum and writing comments and stories on MLive at the policy forum, and I'm sitting there wondering, you know, what percentage of our readers really have the time to follow that kind of, you know, constant. Just throwing stuff at them.
Right.
I think
barrage.
I think as I go out and talk to our readers, our marketing partners, you know, busy executives like to take, you know, two or three copies of the paper. I'm sure they do this with the Business Journal too, and they throw it in their briefcase and read it on the plane, or they read it on a Saturday. So they value the print, and they don't have the time or energy to engage in this kind of. Oh, what's going on in the Twittersphere today?
Right.
I know the younger generation does, and so I think you have to be mindful of that and how you want to address them and your next generation of readers. But I think it's just kind of knowing your audience and what they'll
and
pay for.
And this is what I really like about our audience, too. There's an interaction that is it's community-spirited. It's... you know, if there is a blog by Lodi Zornstein at the Alliance for Health about the Portability Act, the Health Care Act, there are comments that are back to him or questions back to him that are sound. They're real questions. They're real things that people want to know. It's not a commentary or from the echo chamber or a regurgitation of that.
There.
So you have an opportunity to share the expertise of individuals. We may also have Fred Keller coming on in January with education and new manufacturing issues. So it's, you know, that you create that kind of interaction in the community among all ages and populations, and you have a more informed community, and it's one that is giving to another or to the other. So it keeps that spirit of life that, that's so profound in West Michigan. The other thing that we do... With the Business Journal, when we survey our subscribers every couple of years, we use their top 10 reads as sort of a formula for what we do in print on one or on the homepage at grbj.com. You know, if and local economy has been way up there, recruiting now is back in the top two. Recruiting issues, and as I said, healthcare and local economy, those are the top three. So those are all things that we want to get, you know, up front on the homepage or, you know, on page one of the print edition in providing the extra
information. But you're able to measure that much easier than you were 20 years ago.
Exactly, which was going to be my point. Mm-hmm. Even day-to-day in social media, mm-hmm. you get an assist from those that are reading at the website or from print and a sense of what's important to them. And sometimes, you know, the brew pub stories have been like the one thing everybody's talking about, defending the title. I guess they're sending the Asheville King up here to learn from Grand Rapids.
Wow.
I love this.
You guys will have to do a story on that.
Already there.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you guys have both had interesting ringside seats being at the helm of these publications. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the city that you think have been most impactful to you personally as well as to the city in this time?
I think it's the investment of individuals. And, you know, people, we do the top 10 long-range economic impact stories, you know, from year to year. And you could go down all 10 of those from last year and the 10 from the year before and say any one of those things created tentacles into the future that create new opportunities, mm-hmm. new jobs, new technology. But I think it really comes back to the individuals here and their willingness to make an investment. And if it's not a concrete investment, it certainly is in intellectual property. We're seeing that with such things as Stargarden now, mm-hmm. You know, where they're contributing to the future success of others, and mm-hmm. that builds community, that builds the local economy, mm-hmm. and in a lot of different ways that we didn't talk about before. Mm-hmm. I think 40 Under 40 this year, the top 40 Under 40 business community leaders sort of showed that too. There was a much greater diversity in 2012 than there had been in previous years. You get a lot of professional services, some manufacturing, mm-hmm. But you know, we saw that expand into the arts and into I guess restaurants are retail, mm-hmm. and in that sector. But there was just a greater diversity in this last year, and I mm-hmm. think that, you know, is another roadmap for us to serve that mm-hmm. that community, mm-hmm. those readers.
How about you, Brian?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think kind of the entrepreneurial ecosystem mm-hmm. or ecosystem has been very vibrant here, and really it's involved a lot of people that you don't read about in MIBiz or the Grand Rapids Business Journal because mm-hmm. they like to keep their heads down. But
ever ask for financials.
But I, you know, they're building and growing, you know, companies in life sciences and medical mm-hmm. device. You know, the manufacturing sector clearly has weathered the tough storms over the past decade and is surging. I mean, I think in a certain sense, it's just kind of the spirit of entrepreneurism, and you know, it is the whole ecosystem, mm-hmm. right? Stargarden is a great thing for people that want to do the startup thing mm-hmm. and learn how to do a startup. And they're connecting, they're working hard at connecting the folks that are doing these startups with the more established companies in mm-hmm. town. I mean, I know that's kind of one of the things that doesn't always get the notice, but plugging in some of the entrepreneurs that win Stargarden to people at Meijer or to mm-hmm. Fred Keller at right. Cascade Engineering and kind of bringing them together with people who have been there and done that.
To have that mentorship.
That's one of the great things mm-hmm. that's going on. And I mean, using the M word, I mean, there has been a lot of mentorship mm-hmm. growth mm-hmm. in the community, whether it's, you know, people connected via the GROW program for women, folks like Mike Jandernoa. So mm-hmm. there's I really see the community coming together in that sense mm-hmm. in terms of entrepreneurs supporting each other. And I think as a part of that, there's the financial capital. You know, the banks will still lend you your own money, mm-hmm. But there's a lot more friends and family money. There have been a lot more exits in liquidity events, mm-hmm. And that will probably continue over the next couple of years. And so when people take their money off their table because they've had a successful investment in a med device company, for example, they're playing with the house money at that point on their next couple of investments.
Sure,
so
sure.
I think just directionally, the entrepreneurial climate here is kind of one of the more remarkable things that I've seen.
It's as much a time investment as it is a monetary investment to sort of kick this all off and keep it going.
Both.
And, you know, this region has suffered badly for lack of venture capital and you know, second stage funding, that type of thing. It's I don't know that it's any easier to access in the Detroit region, but there are many more such firms and much larger businesses on that side of the state. So I, you know, maybe this is a little bit of a balancing act. The caveat to that is education levels, because we're still looking at a population where only 24% have a bachelor's degree at minimum. So that's a real concern going down the road. And I think those education issues have to be, I'm speaking as the editor, have to be addressed much sooner than later if you're going to have this great opportunity in the grassroots economy. That has to be resolved.
Sure. This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we've been chatting about print and digital media in Grand Rapids. I've been joined by Carol Vallade of Gemini Publications. She's the editor and associate publisher. They do Grand Rapids Magazine, Grand Rapids Business Journal, Grand Rapids Family Magazine, West Michigan Commercial Quarterly, West Michigan Health Quarterly, and Legal Quarterly, as well as Brian Edwards. He runs Review Magazine and MI Biz. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you, Paul. It was fun.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You know,